I want to share with you a chapter from the Sefer Torah Ladas. Sefer Torah Ladas is of Matthias Bloom. He put out maybe 10, 15 volumes of, I think he...
Rabbi Bloom was also teaches in Prospect Park.
I'm not sure, I don't know. I do not know. Yeah. He's the Rav of Q. I think he's a Rav in Q Gardens
in Queens.
Every week he publishes a pamphlet. One of the newsletter from the olden days. This is one of the first to put out one of these Shabbos pamphlets. And he took all of his pamphlets and he puts them into Svarim after he accumulates enough chidushim. And he has a very nice top discussion of Indian in this week's parasha. In this week's parasha, there are many mitzvos. There's a machlokes of Korach v'Adaso, but there are also a collection of mitzvos. Two of the mitzvos, one of the mitzvos is Truma, and the second mitzvah in this parasha is Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen prominently appears in this week's parasha, in addition to it appearing in Chumash Shemos, Makas Bechoros, and Parasha of Tfilin, but it appears here once again in a very prominent way, Ach Padot Tifteh Es Bechor HaAdam, that you shall certainly redeem the firstborn of your children. Another important topic is Truma, and the main idea I want to focus on, which is a major topic in Parashas Korach, the concept of Shlichus. It says in the Parasha, Kein Torimu, so shall you separate Truma, Gam Atem, also you. The Gemara picks up on the extra word Gam, and uses it as a source to teach us that if you choose to appoint an agent to separate Truma on your behalf, that is perfectly okay, that is fine. And this is used as a binyan av, l'chol ha-Torah kula, shluchoy shel Adam kamosa. To open up the Svarim on Chumash, the halachic Svarim, which mefalpel in Yoni Halacha on Chumash, it guaranteed Parshas Korach to find pages and pages and volumes on the topic of Shlichus. Shluchoy shel Adam kamosa. It's a chiddush. Maybe every time the Torah gives us a mitzvah, we have to do the mitzvah on our own. We have no right to appoint an agent to do the mitzvah on our behalf. And in fact, there are certain mitzvahs which agents cannot do for us. No one could put tefillin on for you. No one could put on tzitzis for you. No one can eat matzah for you. But there are mitzvahs, surprisingly, the vast majority of the mitzvahs can be done through an agent. Someone can do the mitzvahs on your behalf. Now, here in this top piece, what he does very nice is he combines together the two in Yonim and his Mephalpil and his Pilpil. He brings out many issues. Can a father appoint an agent to redeem his firstborn son? Is there a concept of shlichus with regard to pidyon haben? Now let's take a step back. Bris mila. Father has a son. Mishnah Masechet Kedushin enumerates a collection of mitzvos, which mitzvos haben al ha'av. Mitzvos that are done to the son, that are done by whose obligation falls upon the father. One of them is to teach him Torah. Does the father have to teach his son Torah? No, the father has. There's no problem with the father hiring a malami. The whole institution of education today is built on the concept of shlichus. You pay tuition, the yeshiva is your agent in fulfilling your obligation of v'limadet hemosam espenechem. Bris mila. How many people today are qualified, are skilled in doing a bris mila, and performing a bris mila? You hire a moel. Shlichus. There's another mitzvah habein ala av, and that is a father has an obligation to redeem his firstborn son, to give 5 slum to the kohen. So what would be the problem with a father appointing an agent and telling him, do me a favor, I'm not around, I have to go on business, it's going to come day 31, 30 days are over, day 31, do me a favor, go and take a few dollars, and I'll pay you back when I get back, or maybe I won't pay you back, but do me a favor, and redeem my firstborn son, go to the local kohen. Here in China, there aren't too many kohanim, it's hard to find the kohen. I know you have a Rappaport, are you a kohen? You're not a kohen, you're a Rappaport, you're not a kohen? How did that happen? It's almost like a Levi not being a Levi.
It's a borrowed name.
So how could it be? So is there a din shlichus? So you would assume, of course, there's a din shlichus. Why not? It says in the sixth pasha, kein tarimu gam atem. From Chuma we learn the principle of shlichus. Shluchoi shel adam kemosa. So what is shocking, what has sent shockwaves throughout the Torah world is the Ramah. The Ramah in Yeridaya, he writes something shocking. Simon Shinhei. There's no shlichus with regard to pidyon haben. Shocking statement. He quotes a Rivash. A Rivash appears to be someone that the generation before the Ramah. The Rivash writes in the name of the Rivash, Ein ha'av yachal liftois al yidei shliach. Shocking. Bachar, Pasuk says, Pado tifte, it says multiple times in the Torah, it has to be done by the father. And not my idea, the Rivash. The problem is, you look in the Rivash never said this. The Rivash, someone sent a Shaila, how all the Svarim, Shas, and Chuvah Svarim work, people send in Shailas. The Beis Yitzchak would love, I know I read a little biography from the Beis Yitzchak, he sat by the mail. He couldn't wait until the mail came. Because in the mail came all the Chuvah, all the Shailas. And it was immaterial to write Chuvahs. So when the Shailas came in, oh, I have my day's work. And if he'd have a Shaila, oh, this is Chayim. And he would write a 20-page response. And that eventually made its way into the Sefer. So someone said to him, Shaila, and his Shaila was the question, why do we make the Baruch HaSher Kedushan B'mitzvot Svanu Al Pidyon Habein? It should be Liftois Habein. That was the thrust of the question. And in the letter, the person who sent the question mentioned he happened by incidentally that by pidyon haben there's no din shlichus. By pidyon haben, if the father can't appoint an agent, I don't know all the details. I didn't see it inside. I don't have a revush. I didn't to look up the whole shaila inside. But he mentioned incidentally in the shaila that a father cannot redeem, a father cannot appoint an agent. And then he went on to ask his main question. And when the revush responded, the revush was a major league posek, someone who the Ramah felt that in his Pesukei Halacha were acceptable, which he used part of his commentary, his additions to the Beis Yosef. He says the Rivash was silent. The Rivash did not challenge the premise that there is no pin, that a father cannot appoint an agent for pidyon haben. So based upon that, the Ramah jumped to the conclusion, since he didn't challenge something that was mentioned incidentally in the question, it must be the Ramah agrees. That's a very, very hard sell. Because just because the Ramah didn't take apart the letter, the Ramah wasn't a psychologist. You ever read these letters, these columns where people send them questions, dear Abby? So how do they respond? The way they respond is by dissecting the question, right? They dissect the question and then they give an analysis based upon the question. The Ramah wasn't in the business of dissecting the question. So you have a question, I'll give you an answer. You happen in the process, incidentally, to mention things that are nonsense. I'm not obligated to go and take care of all the little details. So the question is, the person who sent this letter is an anonymous person. He happens to mention Derech Agav that there's no shlichus of pidyon haben, and there are more quotes from this letter. The mail of the Ravash agrees, there's no, so that's shocking. And therefore, indeed, many poskim, they strongly disagree in the Mefal, but they strongly, the Taz says, there is shlichus, there's no question, there definitely is shlichus with regard to pidyon haben. Now let's just clarify something very important, yidiyah from the Pesukei Teshuvah. The Pesukei Teshuvah, in discussing this issue, he makes note there are two different types of shlichus. One type of shlichus is who's paying the money. The father has an obligation to redeem his firstborn son. The father has an obligation to go out, get a job, earn five slime, and give those five slime to the Kohen. Let's say the father says to an agent, Reuven, my next door neighbor, I have to go away on business. I'm not going to be around. My son is 31 days. Do me a favor. Here, I'm taking out of my pocket five slime. It's my hard-earned money. It's my money. I'm giving it to you to hold on to. I'm not giving it to you as a gift. I'm giving it to you. I want you, on day 31, to take this money, go to the Kohen next door, give it to the Kohen, and tell him it's for the redemption of my firstborn son. That's one type of shlichus. Another type of shlichus is, listen, I have to go to China. I don't have parnasa. My wife threw me out of the house. Gesundheit. And I don't have parnasa, so I have to go. I'm not going to be around when it comes to pidyon haben. So you know what? You do it for me. And you pay for it also. You pay for it. You'll be in all the pictures. It'll be a nice ceremony. You'll have a good meal. You redeem my firstborn son with your money. I'm making you a shliach to replace me, meaning replace me entirely with money and my power to redeem the firstborn son. So the Pischei Tshuva wants to suggest, okay, there's more to this, but everyone agrees, les man the polik. There's no question, everyone agrees that if the father gives the money to the shliach, that's for sure good.
Yeah.
For sure good. That's nichlan, what it means, gamaten. That's for certainly good. It's no different than a bris milah. It's no different than teaching your children Torah, hiring someone to teach your children. It's me, it's my money, just you give the money to the Kohen. When we have this debate, when the Rambam acknowledged that there's no din of shlichus, that's where you're not giving the money. I'm not giving the money, you will give your own money. In a situation where the person that's doing the pinyan aben is not being mezaken. Now we get into another issue of shlichus, this thing opens up many areas. Where the person is not being mezaken, he's not giving the money, transferring the money to me. Let me give you another example. I tell Reuven, redeem my firstborn son. So Reuven, he picks up money and he says, I want you, and he takes another person. Reuven takes Shimon and he says, Shimon, I want you to pick up this money. And by picking up this money, it's my money, Reuven's own private money. Automatically, the father will become the owner of the money. So now it's the father's money that's going to be used in order to redeem the firstborn son. So that's also okay, because in that situation, the money still belongs to the father. But in a situation where the money that's being used is purely the money of Reuven, and he's not being mezaken the money to the father, maybe in that case, in the Chanami, that's not the mitzvah pinyan aben. The mitzvah pinyan aben must not just enough that it's the redemption. It must be that it must be done with the money of the father. But not everyone agrees. Many places can be presented here, many places can hold that the din of shlichus is so powerful, din shlichus demands, even if the money is being used, someone else's money, many places can say it works. If Reuven says to Shimon, and the father says to Reuven, redeem my firstborn son and use your own money, why not? There's a concept in the Torah called shlichus, you are my agent, the mitzvah is redemption, you want to use your own money, go ahead, use your own money to redeem my son. L'chor, there are grounds, the reason why it should work. Now, in the process of this discussion, he presents a Chasam Sofer, which reason why it was so fascinating was because it's a cross reference with another piece I saw in the Shvili Aparsha, which opens up a whole new dimension to the mitzvah pinyan aben. The Chasam Sofer says, okay, it's not saying it's lahalacha, but he's also discussing this issue. It says, even though maybe it might be true that technically it should work, it's a very big mystery why it should not work, but there's a reason why it's not a good idea.
It's not a good idea.
To use an agent, no matter what, either way, because the purpose of the mitzvah is to reenact the redemption of the firstborns in Egypt. Everything that we do, pinyan aben, is a reminder that Hashem redeemed, saved us. The night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem slaughtered the firstborns of the Egyptians, and we were spared. What do we say in the Haggadah? V'avarti b'eretz Yisrael b'layla hazeh, ani v'loy malach, ani v'lo hashaliach. So being that, we are imitating, we are thanking Hashem, the pinyan aben is to recognize Hashem redeemed us, Hashem saved us. It has to be similar to the way Hashem did it. Hashem did it by himself without the intermediary of a malach or a shaliach himself. We must do pinyan aben directly, not through an agent. Now that doesn't mean that's the halacha. You can't bring a raya from a medrash, an agada, but there definitely is some flavor to it that it should not be done through an agent. Now this touched upon something else, another very big interesting issue. Are you allowed to do pinyan aben at night? This is the debate. It's not clear. There are different customs. Some among some rabbanim, some communities, it's unheard of. Pidyon haben.
What?
You do now. You can't do it on Shabbos for a more basic reason. Nekach memkar. You also do you do mitzvah Shabbos? That's a big debate. The minig is the people. There are different customs. But let's go one step at a time. First of all, Shabbos out of the question because Shabbos is nekach memkar. Pidyon is a redemption. It's a mitzaking the child. It has a status of nekach memkar and it can be motzi chavs chavadavidav. It cannot be done on Shabbos. So it has to be done the next day. Can it be done the next day with Mitzvah Shabbos, or must it be done specifically by day? So there's a debate. Bris Milah, it says by Yom Hashmini. It doesn't anywhere say the word Yom. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah the word Yom by Pinyan Aben. So indeed, there are many opinions that say there's no harm. Once already you've reached day 31 and you're within, basically, within 24 hours, you can do Pinyan Aben at night, yeah?
What happens if the father disappears on day 20?
So the halacha then is, that's another very big dilemma in halacha, we're going off the topic, but if there is no father, if the father dies, so then there is one opinion that the Bezdin takes the place, not an agent, not any outsider. Bezdin steps in and does pinyin. Yeah, the mother, I believe so. You had the mother, if, I don't know. If the father is alive, the mother can definitely do it.
The father disappeared. He died.
Can the mother do it? I believe so. Let's say there's no mother or father. Who does it? So there are two. Let's assume that there's no mother or father. There are two opinions. One is that the Bezdin does it. Another opinion says no. If there's no father, then the person must do it himself, and he has to wait until it becomes bar mitzvah. So then there'll be a delay. If there is no father, no mother, the child waits, and they wait until he becomes an adult, and he has to take from his own money to redeem himself. That appears to be the ideal thing to do.
If you can appoint
a shliach, so why can't then? That's if you can appoint a shliach. The Chasam Sofer brings up this point that when it comes to Pinyan Aben, he's not saying a lahalacha, but when it comes to Pinyan Aben, there is such a concept. To illustrate this idea, let's enter the idea of doing Pinyan Aben at night. There are poskim that say that you should not do Pinyan Aben at night. Why not? Why does someone say it's similar to bris milah? All mitzvah done by day, but the purpose of doing pinyan haben is pursume milsa, pursume nisa. You want to make it known the miracle. It's like Hanukkah. Go to a pinyan haben. It's like you're going to a Hanukkah celebration. Hanukkah celebration is pursume nisa to publicize the miracle. Purim pursume nisa. Pinyan haben is pursume nisa. You're publicizing the miracle of Yitzias Mitzrayim. You have a lavish suda. Nighttime is not a time of pursume nisa. It's not a Hanukkah. That's candles. There it's light. There you actually see, because it's in the street. In a chanam, it has to be done early in the night. Early, ideally, it's early where people can see the candles. Candles are only at night. In a chanam, it's done at night. Zecher the menorah, but it has to be done in a way that's mefursim. People have to see it. Pinyan haben has to be done at night with piersim. Nighttime is not a time of piersim. That's one approach. Another approach, and this is the reason why I wanted attaching it to this idea, is because the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Halacha had the status of day. Okay, this is more of a medrash. We're going on that approach. For example, the bris milah can only be done by day. But we have a tradition that Klal Yisrael circumcised themselves the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Chatzos Laila, at that time when they were in the home, they were protected by the Dan Pesach and Dan Milah. The satan al hamashkef al hamazuzah is the dam pesach and the dam milah. Where did the dam milah? Blood doesn't last very long. What do you mean? They're going to go and they're going to smear on the mashkef the dam pesach. And where was the dam milah from? Dam milah is very small and dries up. They circumcised themselves the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim. How could they have done that? But the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, but night is not as man of milah. Maltimos bayom hashmini. It has to be done dafka by day. We don't do bezman as bris milah by night. If you do bris milah by night, it's no good. You have to have toughest time bris again. So this is a medrash, and it's difficult to understand what it means, that the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim in halacha, the world of halacha, is called the day. It's not called night. Therefore, the same idea when it comes to Pinyan Haben. Pinyan Haben in halacha, when did Hashem redeem the firstborns? Chatzos Laila. What is Chatzos Laila? Chatzos Laila may have been what we call middle of the night, but in halacha it was called day. It was called day. There are psukim in Tehillim that make reference to this. Therefore, the Pinyan Haben must be done specifically by day. So we have another precedent for this concept, that when we do Pinyan Haben, we are imitating the Pinyan Haben that was done by HaKadosh Baruch on our behalf. For the Egyptians, it was Choshech, it was Chatzos Laila, they died. But for us, it was transformed into a time of day, it was a time of Yom. And therefore, when we do Pinyan Haben, we have to imitate the way it was done. done. Two examples. Number one, it has to be done bedafka by day. Number two, this concept, Hashem himself did the pidyon. Therefore, we do the pidyon, the must be done by the father, may not be done by, not be done by a shaliach. Okay, there's another approach. The whole essence of pidyon haben only applies to a firstborn. What is the Bukhari? This is more of a dush. It's not necessarily a halacha. The Ramah says it's a halacha. It's a halacha, but yeah, there's a mitzvah to understand what the Ramah is paskening. What is the pidyon haben? It's only done to a firstborn, a Bukhar. What is a Bukhar? A Bukhar defines the father. Until a person has a child, a person is not called the father. When a person has his first child, he then gets the title of being a father. The father, and it's not a din in a mitzvah that's for a person. When we have a halacha, kein tarimu gam atem, you have an obligation to do a mitzvah. So the mitzvah, you can appoint an agent to do a mitzvah. But when the essence of the mitzvah is a mitzvah that relates between the father and son, it's not in a category. It's a closed circuit mitzvah. It's only between a father and son. I'm not being clear, so let's put it aside. Let me just tell you another example of proof that there are not like the Ramah. There's a halacha. Everyone knows the halacha. There's a very big dilemma when it comes to pidyon haben. If the kohen gives back the money, okay, you go to a pidyon haben. It's five silver dollars. Some people they like to buy. They go. They have an Eretz Yisrael custom minted sets of the silver that's worth the equivalent of the five gold coins, and you give it to the kohen. Does the kohen get to keep it, or does the kohen give it back? Of course, the kohen should keep it. That's the purpose. The purpose is to redemption. I'm giving you five slum. Problem is that Bizman Hazeh, there is no one today that can say that they are absolutely certain that their yichus is absolute. So if a Kohen keeps the five gold coins, he may be a gazlan. He may be over on Gazela. You give me five gold coins because you assume I'm a Kohen. You know what it might be? I'm not a Kohen. I'm going to live my whole life holding on to your money. So therefore, it has become the custom of some Kohanim to give back the money. I don't keep it, I give it back to you because I might not necessarily be a real Kohen. And for that reason, there are people that give, that do pidyon haben multiple times. Every time they meet a Kohen, they do it over and over. They do it their whole life just to be sure. Now, on the other hand, there are many Kohanim who will not give back the money because if you give back the money, becomes like a matana al manas lahachsir. Because since the Kohen, the family knows in advance that it is the custom of this Kohen to give back the money, because they, who says I'm a real Kohen? I can't be sure my yichus is 100%, so I'm going to give back the money. So when I'm giving you the money, it's assumed I'm only giving it to you on manas lahachsir. Al matana, al manas lahachsir is not a good matana. It may be good for Lulav and Eshug, but it's not good when it comes. It's not good when it comes to pidyon haben. When there has to be a maisa nesina, when you have to, when it comes to lulav and Eshug, you need it to be lochem. Right now, it has to be mine. Does it have to remain mine forever? No, but it has to be mine. By pidyon haben, it's to give. It's a noisin. There's no such din of being a noisin by lulav and Eshug. By lulav and Eshug, I don't care about how I got it. Right now, I got it. I didn't have to give it. By pidyon haben, you have to give. If I'm only giving al manas to get it back, that's not called giving. For lulav and Eshug, it's not dependent on the giver. It depends on the recipient. If I had it for a moment of time, that's good enough. Pidyon haben, I don't care who gets it. I have to give. If I'm giving only al manas to get it back, that's not called the maisa nesina. So it's not called the good giving. It's invalid. Now, let me just bring out the point. Here's the big problem. There's a halacha. The halacha is, when you do transactions and you make conditions, only time you can make a condition. I'm only giving this to you. I'm giving you this object al manas on a condition that you will do such and such for me in the future. If you don't do such and such in the future, then my mice in the scene is null and void. Does it work? Does the condition? Of course, you can make a condition, but there's a general rule, and the rule is a condition only works when you can do something through an agent, because a condition is no different than the act of an intermediary. That's how it's structured in Shulchan Aruch. In other words, if you can do it as a mitzvah, and the mitzvah can be done through an agent, I can do it through an agent, then you can make a condition. But if you have a certain type of transaction which cannot be done through an agent, through a shliach, then you cannot make any conditions. Any condition you make is null and void. Okay, I don't have in front of me an example for you, but the idea here is, if it's true, the Ramah is true, that you cannot appoint an agent for pidyon haben in any way whatsoever, then you can't make conditions when it comes to giving pidyon haben. So if I give you money, I'm giving you 5 siloim, al minas, let's make it very clear now. I don't trust you, Kohen. You make believe that you're a Kohen. I don't trust you. I want the money back. Even if I do trust you, I'm giving you the 5 siloim, but I'm making a condition, al minas, I get my money back. If the Ramah is correct, that the rules of agency do not operate in pidyon haben, the condition is null and void. The condition is nonsense. So the moment that I give you the money, it's your money. And you have no obligation to give it back to me. Because you can't, by definition, make a condition in something for which there is no shlichus. So we have a contradiction. We have a halacha, and Shulchan Aruch, even the Ramah agrees, that if you give a kohen money, al menas lahachzir, it's not a valid pinyin. A matan al menas lahachzir is not a valid pinyin. And as an outgrowth of this halacha, al matan al menas lahachzir is not a valid pinyin, many kohanim will bedafka not give back the money. If I'm mistaken, Rav Pam didn't get back the money. Rav Pam was a kohen. He was a very popular kohen. People wanted to go to a gadol for pinyin haben. Rav Pam's custom, if I'm not mistaken, was not to give back the money. So it should not be a matan al menas lahachzir. Gezel, so I'm hoping that you're going to be meichel me. Just in case I'm not a kohen, you're going to be meichel me the money. So we see there is such a rule in halacha that a matana, al menas lahachzir, works with regard to pidyon haben. That has to mean that you can make a shliach. Because in Shulchan Aruch, these two rules, this is a rule. Okay, there's a lundis, why it's true. I'm leaving that out for now. But there's a lundis, why it has to be these two things are go hand in hand. If you can make an agent, then you can make conditions. If you can't make an agent, you can't make conditions. And if you make conditions, we ignore the conditions. So these two rules contradict one another. If they're almost correct, and you can't make an agent, then you could do, then there should never be a, then matana malas lahachzir would work. Because it's not really al menas lahachzir. The condition is null and void. Condition is null and void, then there should never be a problem of the kohanim giving back the money. Because the kohanim, if they're giving back the money, they're giving back their own money. And it was never possible for there to be a matan al menas lahachzir. You want to this question? No, you can't do chalipim. It has to be a ma'aseh nesina. It has to be a gift. There's no din chalipim.
Can a shliach assume responsibility as being a shliach without being told he's a shliach?
Can a shliach
assume? So let's say the father's not around and it's a bris. Can the moil say, in the name of the father, I'm assuming I'm becoming the shliach of the father without
him? Okay, you're making a very good point. Another svara the poets can give to explain the Ramah. This is a very big topic. Shlichos works midin zechiah. Zechiah means it's to your benefit. Why? We have a principle, Zochin la'adam shelo b'fanav. I can pick up money in your behalf. I go and I find on the floor $20. I say, I'm not picking up for myself. I'm picking up $20 for Mr. Marillis. So, but you never had kavana to acquire the money. It doesn't matter. There's a principle. Since money is good, right? It's a good thing. I can do an act that is to your benefit. The father has an obligation to redeem his son. I come along as an agent. Now, every time you act as an agent, this is a very big dilemma, very big discussion. When a person does an act of agency, does it operate with the rules of it's your benefit? You want it. You have expressed will. You have shown me that you want this to be done. Now that I do it, I'm bringing you benefit. Pidyon haben does not bring any true benefit to the father in the physical world, in the material world. He has a mitzvah. The mitzvah is that the son should be redeemed. Let's say you don't do the mitzvah. Give you a step back. Let's say you have a firstborn animal. The firstborn animal is asur behana. You may not derive pleasure. It's off limits. If I go ahead without your knowledge and I redeem, or I redeem your animal, I've brought you benefit, because now that I've redeemed the firstborn animal, I've given the money to the Kohen, now the animal, you're allowed to derive benefit for the animal. A human being that is a firstborn is no different than a human being that's not a firstborn, at least technically speaking, there's no difference whatsoever. So when a person redeems a firstborn as an agent, am I really bringing benefit to the Meshaleach? No. I'm not bringing you any benefit, so it could very well be that's why Shlichus, in order for Shlichus to work, you always have to find some benefit. If you have a situation where you have a mitzvah, and in the mitzvah there is no material benefit to be gained by the mitzvah being done, so Bris Mila to a certain degree, he's an Orel. An Orel is a status. A status of being an Orel is a much deeper, it's a physical status which is much more significant than Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen is nothing physical. Orel, the father has a child that has a foreskin. That's a deficit. By me now removing the foreskin, I have done something physical, a physical benefit, remove the foreskin. Pidyon HaBen redemption, there's no value. There's no nothing physical, there's no foreskin. And there's no prohibition and hana.
The Marlo can assume the responsibility.
It's Zochin. When it's a shlichus that works within zechi, because you've done a benefit for the father by removing something physical. By Pidyon HaBen it's unique. There's no change in status to the child. The child is a human being before, a human being after. Nothing physical has changed. There's no difference in benefit. Until now, the child can derive benefit from this world, and we can derive benefit from him. After Pidyon HaBen, we can derive benefit. He can derive benefit. It's just some mystical change of status. Until now you were not redeemed, now you're redeemed. There is no zechiah. It's a unique type of shlichus, because according to many poskim, shlichus operates with the rules of zechiah, benefit. Show me some benefit in redeeming a firstborn son. You're not going to find anything, any benefit. So that's why someone suggests, that's what the Rambam means, it's not possible to appoint an agent. Agency has to be like Cain Tri Megam Atem. The prototype is Truma. Until now, the grain is Tevel. It's Asa Behana. The Zechiv Misa V'Dei Shemayim. Now that you separate Truma, it's Mutar Behana. The leftovers is Mutar Behana. There must be a benefit that is derived through your actions. By Pidyon HaBen, it's a very unique type of Shlichus, because there really is no benefit derived. That's another. And one more topic. Can you appoint, let's say we learn not like the Rambam, I want to appoint an agent. Can you appoint a Kohen to be your agent? Can you appoint a Levi to be your agent? We have another principle in Shlichus. Gematem b'nei bris, gam shlichechem b'nei bris. Your agent has to be in the parsha. Your agent, the Kohen, if he has a child,
can't be a Levi either.
Exactly. So some want to suggest the following. Let's take a step back. Can a man make a woman an agent to deliver a get? Can a woman make a man agent to receive her get? So you can argue, no. Because a man can give, and a woman can receive. There's no such thing as a woman divorcing a man, and there's no such thing as a woman being divorced from a man. So you can argue that a man, if he wants to make an agent to give a get to his wife, he only can make a man an agent. Because the man has to be in the same parsha. I give a get, and my agent can give also a get to his wife if he so wishes. But a woman can't be a man's agent, because a woman is in a different world. She can be a recipient, but she can't be a giver.
How do we do a post office here? Women can be working the post office.
What is a post? Is that a mitzvah?
No, they use post office sometimes to give it
to send gittin? No. I'm not going there. Let's not discuss that. So the answer is Al pi halacha, here's the point I want to make. It works. Here's the chiddush. Al pi halacha, it's okay. This is the bottom line. Shulchan Aruch. A woman, it's an Evan Reza. A woman can be an agent for a man to deliver a get. Oh, you'll ask, but a woman can't give a get. It doesn't matter. She's in the ballpark. Since a woman is in the ballpark of receiving the get, so that's good enough. Qualifications. So same thing with a Kohen. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Pesach Halacha. A Kohen, A Kohen is the recipient of the five Sloim. So the Kohen is in the ballpark of Pinyin HaBen. Even though the Kohen does not redeem his own children, but the Kohen can be the recipient of the five Sloim. So since he's a party in the process of Pinyin HaBen, he can even be your agent to deliver the five Sloim to a different Kohen. The only one that can't be an agent, this is an amazing thing, is a Levi. Because a Levi is not in the ballpark. Right. He can't be a giver and he can't be a receiver. So it's a machlokes apayiskim. Some hold that a kohen really is not in the ballpark either. It's a different league. It's a different league. But let's put that aside. Let's not work with that. We don't work with that. So these are some of these. So it opens up. Yeah.
If a
bechor
was never redeemed, can he
cover Pesach
or any
carver? A bechor, a kohar can be cover Pesach. There's no prohibition. Only an
RL.
Yes, there's no such thing. Only our only condition is bris milah. So to summarize, we have over here the parasha mitzvah of kinds of shlichus and the mitzvah of pinyin haben. When you put the two together, you open up a whole collection of yesodas. The question of shlichus is the midin zechiah, is it not midin zechiah? If shlichus has to work with benefit, Pinyin HaBen is a unique situation where there is no benefit. Maybe there is no such shlichus. Another concept, does the mitzvah of Pinyin HaBen have to be identical to the way it was done with Shas Matan Torah? Another question, who is in the parish in the ballpark? Is it men, women, what about Kohen and a Levi? And the other issue we discussed, which I already forgot, there was one other issue we discussed with the Chasam Sofer, with the Ramah, and the two different types of shlichus. There's a shlichus where you do it yourself, and there's a shlichus with your money, and the shlichus with someone else's money. Okay, that pretty much covers some of the bases of this topic.